The conference's next speaker was Ernst & Young's Ryan Battles, and he talked about COVID-19 scenario planning for credit unions. Respond, stabilize, recover, and transform. And in this first clip, Ryan talks about COVID-19 challenges for card payments.
I think on the payment side, obviously disputes have been a huge topic of discussion. Volumes have gone up considerably. The concept of force majeure, where even if events weren't canceled, but people can't physically get there, is kind of a new topic, kind of driving some of the chargeback behavior. The fact that many merchants aren't physically in their business and don't have access to their point of sale systems has driven a lot of delays. So we see a lot of activity here around how do you manage this once the economy starts to open back up. Can you start to use geolocation data to figure out which of your merchants fit in what footprints so you can better understand the behavior that we're seeing behind the disputes? And while you, in many cases, can't control the outcomes, you can help to provide that transparency to your customers so you're setting expectations around how this will be managed.
In Ryan's second clip, he talks about a possible quick recovery, and the early movers into digital will definitely benefit.
We can get the economy open and in return to the new normal versus the prolonged recovery that we saw after the 2008 collapse. Obviously, this all needs to unfold, but we think that the recovery will be much quicker, and the early movers, especially those that take advantage of the opportunities to transform, we'll be able to take a leadership position here.
And our third and last clip with Ryan, he talks about adoption, self-service, rapid digital shift, and a little bit more. So check it out.
Organizations that have had invested the most in virtualization, cloud-based technology, and were early adopters in remote work were much better prepared to take their workforces remote than the ones who did not. So even when you think of having a physical token for VPN, when you move people remote and you have to ship those tokens, that creates a huge disruption in your operational workforce versus the people who do it naturally. Obviously there's repercussions. So a lot of what we see in terms of the kind of dynamic response is, everyone kind of has a command center to see, where the ball is moving next, and they can respond appropriately. The adoption of digital self-service has been proven to be a huge tool. When you think of people looking for deferral of fees, allowance for late payments, doing that digitally has cut down on call center volume considerably. When you think of the need to physically distance your employees from your customers to keep both sides safe, that can be done more effectively digitally. So there have been a rapid shift into digital self-service really across the industry.